And welcome to Evil Avatar Radio here on 1170 WACV, episode number 124. And, welcome to the show tonight. Not a lot planned for tonight. Not really sure what we're going to talk about tonight. There is, guess we could reach
into... Hey, come on, there's plenty of stuff.
I was going to say,
We played games.
There is.
There are significant numbers of games coming up.
That was what I was going to say. We could just reach into the
old standby.
It's
that time of year. It's the end of September. It's that time.
You know,
we're about to move into that next phase.
The wallet cry.
Yeah. It really is. It really is that thing.
the take out a second mortgage phase. It's
the point at which, like, every time somebody announces a new release date and it falls between the middle of October and the middle of November. I'm seriously, what are you doing?
I get mad.
Yeah.
I get really pissed.
I'm not buying your game just on principle.
And for some of them, I wish I could say that.
Well, yeah.
What did they give us for Mirror's Edge? Within 2 days of Lich King?
Yeah, it's like November 17th.
November 11th.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, November 11th, something like that.
Yeah, it was like 2 days before Lich King.
Little Big Planet is
October, extremely
whatever.
Happy about that.
Little Big Planet smack dab in the middle of Fallout 3 and, you know, Fable 2. And
yeah, it was like the...
October 21st, like, I believe is what it was, so... Yeah, they keep it rolling. They keep it coming up.
Well, there's something right there. You know, we heard that Little Big Planet's not going to have the
Was your reaction co-op. The same as mine? Which is, you've been doing this for how long? And it...
Yeah.
Oh.
Not going to be shipping the cooperative level design mode.
Yeah.
With the game. Now, I know that there's a game in there. I know that they're busy reassuring us that it ships with a... There's the offline portion, and it ships with a complete game. Like, there's a whole game there. But for as long as I can remember, like...
I was going to say,
That was one of the big things they touted.
Was.
This is like one in the top three bullet points.
Yeah,
like,
it was.
Come on. Maybe you should find a way to get the top three bullet points into your game.
I was
going to
say, the bullet points will be, you know, that bullet point will be, and coming soon, make levels with your friends online.
Maybe.
Through the power of the PlayStation Network.
Well, let's just say that your tastes are broad enough that, you know, there's a Little Big Planet and maybe 12 other things within the span of a month that you really, really are interested in
Little
playing.
Little Big Planet can wait.
It's very, very simple at this point to take something even as big as Little Big Planet and say, all right, you need to wait. Like the criteria at this point,
yeah,
you know, for making the cut is pretty severe. You need to ship. You need to be like really, really good, and you need to have all of your features intact. So yeah, Little Big Planet, just it'll be okay for me to overlook it. I won't personally miss it, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, not that I have a PS3 anyway.
I was about to say, what do you care?
But if I was in this point, if I had bought one for Little Big Planet, like, you know, I would be a little... I would feel a little gypped.
If you bought one for Little Big Planet, you'd still be picking up Little Big Planet. I mean, if you bought it specifically for that game...
No, because I was looking at buying one for Little Big Planet.
But at the same time, he didn't even say he wouldn't buy. He said he'd feel really,
feel
really gypped.
Okay, gotcha, yeah.
I would feel a gypped, and I might put off the purchase until that feature came out, just because of all the other stuff coming out.
Yeah, I was going to say, now
even
it's still...
Though,
you're still able to create.
About that game.
You're still able to create within the game and share that with everybody, but you just can't...
Well, it's just... It was a thing.
It was something that they said a lot about, and then they didn't deliver.
That's very true.
Well, they will deliver. It's just not going to come when it's released.
There will be a patch.
Exactly.
Yeah, DLC. They didn't deliver at launch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. DLC. Is
yeah. So you have to use the right words.
Yes.
Yeah. Letters.
I tell you what. Let's hit the weekly release here, because there's a lot of releases this week. Maybe not, you know, something you're looking forward to. There's still a lot in there. I know that Daniel's looking forward to My Little Pony Pinkie Pie Party.
Don't do
Man,
that.
Man, he does not stop talking.
That is a crowded list. If you're going to make a joke about every single game on there...
I'm not.
...of, like, the My Little Pony...
I couldn't pass that one up, though, man.
We're going to be here for a while.
I could have gone to that one or Nancy Drew Hidden Staircase, but
I pre-ordered.
I had to go to My Little Pony Pinkie Pie's Party. The Blob on the Wii. I played that. That's fun. I don't know that I'll pick it up, but there you go. That's for the 23rd. 24th, we got Brothers in Arms, Hell's Highway. I've got it in my GameFly, so hopefully it'll get shipped to me and I'll play
it.
Yeah,
I'm sending Force Unleashed back. So, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff on the 24th. Lego Batman.
Rental? Anybody buying that?
That's a rental
that's
for me.
That's a really strong rental.
Yeah. I was close to taking it out of my queue because I was just like, I've done your Lego stuff.
I really wish Megan was old enough to play it because she's a big Batman fan. Every time the commercial comes on TV, she's like, oh, Batman, video game.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Well, whether I'm Luke, Indy, or Batman, I'm doing the same thing. And
I didn't actually get around to even renting Indy because I heard too much about what happened. I mean, it's like, you know, and I myself suggested that you simply apply the Lego formula to anything, and it's got to be fun, right?
It's got to be fun.
And it's evidently not the case.
Yeah.
Apparently the Lego Indy was just lacking in soul or spirit or something. Yeah. Like, it just didn't happen the way the Star Wars games did, and all of those were actually really, really good. So, I don't know, is Batman going to pan out? That's a big question.
I hope so.
Yeah, I don't
but
know.
But whatever, you know, if it's a monthly fee you're paying for your rentals, then why not chuck it in the queue?
It's a rental fee.
I got too much of the ship to play, so I think I'm going to turn it into like a spring rental when I'm not too busy.
It's a rental for me that may turn into a purchase depending on how well it plays. So
really?
Yeah.
Let's see, for the virtual console, Mega Man 9.
Mega Man 9!
Mega Man 9 came out this week. Actually came out today.
Yes.
You going to get that on the Wii or you going to pick that up on the 360?
Both.
Oh, you're going
because
for
it doesn't
both?
Come out on the 360 for like another...
I know.
A little over a week.
Super Dodgeball came out on the virtual console today as well. But let's go back to Mega Man 9 for a second. So you're picking that up. We'll talk to you again on Thursday because I'm very curious as to what you think about it.
All right.
I want to see your achievement list when it hits the 360.
Yeah.
I want to see if you can beat it 5 times in one day and get that achievement. And what about the, I don't know if you were busy today or too busy to look it up, but did you see the DLC stuff for it?
I did see the DLC.
It's already
stuff.
Planned.
About
you know.
Proto Man?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a couple of different modes that you can purchase already.
Really? I haven't
heard
about those.
From the virtual console.
What are the other modes?
Oh, boy, you... We're going to bring that up, weren't you? Well, I brought it up.
You brought it up.
Hang on. Yeah. We'll go right to it.
Wait a second. There's stuff there.
But you get Proto Man mode. You can buy that.
Okay.
Endless attack mode.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. Hero mode, superhero mode, and special stage.
All right.
These are all for purchase. You can do.
This sound a lot like the graphical settings on Crisis Warhead.
Okay, endless attack, stage without end, try to break record by getting the farthest. All right, Proto Man mode, self-explanatory, plays Proto Man. Hero mode, play the game with more difficult level of enemy distribution. And
what would
superhero mode, super difficult level of enemy distribution. And then special stage gives you another time attack stage draw. I hate time attack. I may pass on that.
Wait a minute. They're...
Including a new boss at the end. Well, I do like
Got
new
him.
Bosses.
Got him.
Okay. So wait, you're saying the first time you play through it is not the most difficult iteration they came up with for this game?
That's good.
Well, I mean, they could always give you just one bullet and let you go through there.
One bullet only.
Yes. So yeah, it came out with more modes. So are you gonna go for the Proto Man or whatever?
Probably.
Or are you just gonna stick with Mega Man?
After I beat it, I'll see what kind of DLC I'm interested in picking.
Did you? I know you saw it, but I'm gonna bring it up again. The press kit for that thing.
Yeah.
Did anybody else check that out?
Yeah. The NES cartridge.
Man, NES box.
Yeah.
The cardboard box, and then the cartridge doubles as the jewel case,
and the
basically.
Artwork's just excellent.
And they are going to release and as yet unnamed number of those
to the public
with the actual game, because the press kit was simply press assets. It wasn't
right, yeah.
It was not the game.
No.
But there was because of the response, I think they decided that they wanted to do that. But I think we're probably looking at like 500 units or something, like some preposterously
he'll get one
small number.
Jeremy will try his best to get
I
one.
I will. See what I can do.
He'll postpone the wedding so he can spend the money.
And I'm sure there'll be like, you know, I'm sure there'll be some understanding there.
I'm sure eBay will be all over that stuff too. So yeah, I was just curious if you were going to do that, but we'll get your opinion on Thursday of what you think of that. And then of course, is it not up here? Oh no, there it is. Xbox Live Arcade, Duke Nukem 3D.
Duke
Nukem,
yeah.
So 800 Microsoft points there. So that'll be a purchase for me on Wednesday.
Is it? I was going to ask everybody in the room if that's definitely a purchase.
Yeah. I don't know. I've played a
Did you Did you play Duke Nukem 3D?
I played a Duke Nukem, and I don't know if I played 3D or not.
Okay.
Well,
did you play it on the PC?
Yes.
Long, long time ago?
Yes.
You played Duke Nukem 3D.
Yeah, it was probably Duke Nukem 3D.
I'm not sure, but you're probably right. But I don't remember it, and I'm going to jump into it again.
It looks to be pretty full-featured. You know?
It is,
it's got some kind of version of save films. It's got rewinding.
Yeah. Yeah,
The save films will be fun for the multiplayer, obviously.
Right.
But
I don't know. Maybe I read it wrong or something. I don't know. I thought it said 8-player co-op.
8-player co-op.
Some kind of preposterously high number of cooperative stuff.
Could be
either a misprint or I read something wrong or just wishful thinking or something. I don't know. But regardless, it's got the multiplayer, and
I think
it doesn't look like features have been pulled. It doesn't look like we were lied to about what it is. So hopefully. There are basically two ways I think it could fail. One, it either stumbles on this completely unacceptably buggy network code that happens every so often.
Chasm Crusher.
Yeah. Or, I don't know if anybody... Did anybody pick up Marathon?
No.
Marathon Durandal when it came out for Xbox Live?
I didn't know. But
I am almost never subject to motion sickness from a video game.
But you
game,
got it from there.
But I got it from that. A lot of people did. It was actually
about the post-motion sickness patch, the fix? Did that help?
I didn't buy the game.
Oh, you did.
I just I gave it a trial because I had heard that a lot of people were having that issue. I wanted to test it out, and it absolutely gave me the same problem after a short amount of time. This being more or less from the same era, you know, I don't know what happened in the rendering to make something like that cause
such
problems.
Well, hopefully, though, that, you know, that's one of those, everybody went, oh, need to watch out for that.
Well, hopefully, yes.
That's why I say hopefully. You know,
I got it.
I have very little faith in stuff like that.
So, I don't know. Like, those are the two things I'm concerned about. So, I'm honestly not dedicated to a wake up early on Wednesday and throw down 800 points kind of thing. Do you know what I mean?
No. I won't do that. I'll get it after work. Again, I will check. Obviously, I'll check the forums and make sure that everything's...
Check the friends list.
Yeah. Make sure everything's okay.
That's the major indicator. That's, how many of you guys have it?
Yeah, that's something that I've been looking forward to for a while, though. I mean, I honestly believe it's got no legs. I think that you'll play it pretty furiously for the first couple of weeks and then not at all after that. But, you know...
Those could be some
fun weeks. If they're really fun, then it's absolutely worth it for me. I hope to see a lot of people out there on Xbox Live with it. You know, laser trip mines, tip some hookers... Like, that's fine.
And there's a little bit, there is a little bit of a, I could get blasted for saying this, but there's somewhat of a drought of some games, current games being released. There's a little bit of time here before it really gets...
Before we're inundated?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and we're at the end of a bit of a drought, actually. We're coming out of
it. Well, yeah, and we're about to go into one, but this is either a good time to grab something like this on the arcade or Mega Man 9 as well, or hit the backlog and knock out some of that stuff that you haven't finished yet, or you know whatever.
Sign
the guys. Jeremy's about to go into Uncharted because I let him borrow that. I let Dana borrow Viva Pinata 2. I saw her on. I was going to let her borrow it again, but then you had mentioned you were playing Too Human.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, he's probably wanting to play that. And then if I get Dana this, she won't be able to play.
No, it's okay.
She'll eat up all his time.
No. It's always fine. She can always have access to the console when she wants to, because I got the PC as well. So
yeah,
she won't play on the PC. She won't play on the PS3. She likes Xbox, so anytime she wants to play on the Xbox, she's welcome to.
Cool.
It amuses me.
Yeah, you'll enjoy
I think
her
it's really funny.
Playing Viva Pinata 2 then, I'm sure. So, what about, anybody download the Fracture demo?
Yeah, I did. Played it today.
Yeah, okay. Tell us.
What'd
you think?
More fun than it should have been.
Really?
All right, here's the thing. Maybe I'm having a problem lately. Because I played Force Unleashed. I beat Force Unleashed. I sat down and I played through it in a single day. And I think I had more fun than I was supposed to. And I've got some time here coming up, and I will tell you exactly what I thought about it. And it's full of problems. But, I had fun. And I played the Fracture demo, and it's obviously, I don't know. Go play it. The tech is more useful than I thought it would be. It's a little more interesting, or at least in the demo portion of the game, which is admittedly very short. It was implemented in some kind of intelligent way, I guess. I don't know. All I know is that it was actually sort of fun. Again, I can't imagine spending real money on it. This is obviously something that was designed for the rental demographic. At least that's what the demo's telling
me. I think you said that
me.
About Force Unleashed, actually.
I did, and as a quick aside, I still agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, a million other people
it, but yes.
didn't agree with that. How in
that's
the world
right.
how
right.
in the
we
world did that game already sell a million copies?
Star Wars.
I know, it was a rhetorical question, yeah, because yeah, I've seen yeah. the ads. I had the TV on while I was playing the game, and yeah. like at least three times per every level I would see an ad for the game I was playing. So, yeah, they showed stuff, the coolest stuff from the game looking way cooler than it actually was.
Yeah.
And there you go. But, man, I would feel really robbed if I spent $60 on that game.
But you were telling me you enjoyed the story, so.
It is actually it is an unexpectedly good story. I think there should have been
any
maybe,
good story in the Star Wars universe nowadays is unexpected.
Nowadays, yeah. Ever since, I don't know, some would argue Knights of the Old Republic. I guess that was pretty good, the story.
Yeah.
I didn't like
the
game.
Okay.
I had a really hard time getting through the game. I didn't like it.
Yeah, because you're right. Because I did feel that the game was really... I was frustrated at the game for interrupting me enjoying the story.
Right.
Wasn't that the first Jedi you go after, General KOTOR?
No. Rom Koda.
Oh, okay, Koda. Okay. Koda. I thought it was KOTOR, and I thought they were kind of making fun of that.
Who I actually liked. He was a really interesting character. Some of the characters in Force Unleashed are actually really, really good. But one of the things that stands out, and I obviously don't want to blow it for anybody that's really attached to the idea and is still working through it or anything like that, but the things that they decided to commit to canon by putting it into this Star Wars game and placing it where they did are actually very surprising. You can do pretty much whatever you want 4,000 years ago during the Knights of the Old Republic time frame, but The Force Unleashed takes place at a very, very, very critical time, and like one of the still as of yet, you know, unilluminated periods of time between episode 3 and episode 4, like what exactly happened to take us from one state to the other. And obviously it's dealing with a lot of the sloppy crap that Lucas left over from the end of the third film, and his bad pacing, and his you know, completely erroneous timeline, but whatever. Like, what they did was actually quite brave, because it frankly changes the meaning of just about everything that happens in the canon from that point on. I thought it was extremely interesting, not as well told as it should be, like 40% more storytelling. That's what they needed, but not bad.
But surprisingly well told for a Star Wars.
Some of the characters were really, like, truly interesting, a couple of them. Some of them, most of them, pretty cliche. A lot of them were there to begin with, and so they were already drawn. So it was neat. The game committed a lot of sins, an awful lot of sins. There were, you know, a lot of knockdown stuns, so about half the times I died, it would be because I was knocked down and shot and hurt before I could get back up and defend myself, and then knocked down again. Things
or
like
ragdoll
that.
Took over and you couldn't do anything while you were...
A lot of garbage like that.
Yeah.
Reuse of level design.
Yeah.
You need to go back to this planet. Oh, thanks, man. That's great. And it's the ugly planet. I really appreciate that. Stuff like that, you know, like various
backtracking
things that, like, I've got 1,000 different force powers, you know, only like 10 of which are even useful. And, like, every enemy in the game is immune to half of them.
Of course.
For some reason. So that's like, really annoying. And, like, apparently, lightsabers have gone from being, you know, the most fantastic weapon ever devised by man to something that, like, you know, creepy little stupid mushroom aliens can block with, like, the things growing off their arms or whatever that is. I don't even know. Whatever.
It's become a bug zapper. It really is.
Yeah.
Does it keep the mosquitoes
It's
away
about as powerful
using your force powers?
As the fluorescent tube that I used to pretend was a lightsaber was when I was 7 years old.
The fluorescent tube will shatter, though.
And it's really sharp.
Glass, yeah.
And the stuff inside is toxic.
Yeah.
So it's probably not as powerful. But whatever. It is absolutely filled with problems. I think most of the reviews are completely genuine in how they represent those problems. A significant number of jumping puzzles, but everything, every surface in the game is butter slick. Thanks. That's a really good idea.
Mm.
You know, I know the escort mission is, I'm escorting a Jedi and he's a Jedi and everything, but it's still an escort mission, so shame on you. Like, just stuff like that. Like, just very, very simple things that anybody who sat down and played the game would realize it's not exactly fun. But somehow I managed to get all the way through it, and I really enjoyed it. I had lockups near the end. I was forced to take one ending over another because I couldn't complete a certain thing because my system kept locking up. I don't know if that's specific to the PS3 version or not, but I don't know. If you've got enough patience and if you have any love whatsoever for the Star Wars universe and you got nothing else on your plate right now, it's absolutely worth a rental. But I do not understand. Like, it's so easy to inform yourself. I don't understand dropping $60 on this thing right away. I really don't. But whatever. Like, I think it says an awful lot about the sheer number of people who play video games now that it can reach a million mark that quickly, that there's enough people that don't pay attention to anything.
Ravenlock in the chat room, he said that we should talk about that, the shift of power where a lightsaber takes several hits to take down a stormtrooper.
Yeah.
You know, instead of one swipe. And he says that's true, but the other side of this is that suddenly this apprentice we've never heard of can bring down a Star Destroyer from orbit with his hands.
Yeah. All right. I think I'll grant that it was suborbital. I mean, I really will. It was in like kind of, you know, atmospheric transit. I know because I spent an hour looking at it trying to make that segment of the game work. Like,
but he's got a point. He's like, oh gosh, here's this powerful Jedi that we've never heard of before.
Yes, absolutely yes, completely, tremendously yes. However, across the whole arc of the story, it's valid. Like, who he is and what he is. And I had a real problem with that leading
up to
it.
He hadn't finished the game yet, so.
It's okay. That bit is okay. Now, if I can yank a Star Destroyer, you know, anywhere, regardless of what it's orbiting or where it is in its orbital path, like, if I can make a Star Destroyer do anything with my hands, you know, why can't I? It's a stormtrooper. He's got an energy shield and a flamethrower. And, like,
you turn him inside out with
man,
just the press
seriously.
Of a button.
So, whatever. It absolutely, it's like a very problematic game. It is full of terrible things, but I don't know. Maybe I just...
You're going soft.
Well...
That's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. Like, I don't have that kind of attachment to the Star Wars franchise anymore. I did at one point in time, but whatever. There was good stuff in it. There really was. And it's a shame because, like, the things that were good were really, really good.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like I said, if you've got patience, if you care at all for what the story might be, you know, and if you can deal with what are some pretty awkward gameplay things, camera issues and all that other stuff, I say give it a look. I say don't buy it, though. It is not worth paying money for. A million other people have already bought it, so
yeah,
don't worry about that
anymore.
Obviously, they're getting paid. So,
all right. Well, we're going to take a break here and run some commercials, of course, and then when we come back... I got Gamefly opened up, and I'm looking at their upcoming releases.
Yeah.
So I'd like to go down the list there. If you can go to Gamefly and do it for the PS3, because they've got exclusive... they won't let you look at
both of them at the same time.
At both of them at the same time. So I got the 360s up. You can get the PS3s up. We'll go through and tell you what's coming up. I mean, it's a big, big schedule of games coming up here, and it starts mid-October and doesn't end until mid-December, basically.
Well, I would even say that there's a... fair argument for it already having started, depending on where you come down on things.
That's true, yeah. For me, it doesn't start until Dead Space.
Really?
That's where I'm putting it. Dead Space, it starts there. But then again, you know what?
You're not allowed to get Dead Space until you've watched all of those animated shorts.
Which I've got them all downloaded, but I still haven't watched. And going into the big fall, winter, Christmas, whatever release... The time
you
we get
me to bring up PS3s, didn't you?
Yes, the kind
I was
of...
busy talking about killing Jawas.
I know. And Wookiees. Ravenlock in the chat room says that's one of the best tutorial levels
he's ever played.
It
really is. First level is Vader, where you're essentially invincible, and you're just like force nuking Wookiees off of every bridge and every treetop in Kashyyyk, like,
and stormtroopers that are following you. One of the achievements,
like whatever.
One of the achievements was worst day shift ever, because you killed the stormtrooper because he died.
Right.
But
now killing the Wookiees and like. Grabbing the little Jawas by their head and like force shocking them while you hold them by their hood and then like punting them over the horizon. Like, please add a DLC level where it's nothing like.
But Ewoks.
Yeah, you need. I don't care if it violates the continuity of the story. You need to get this dude next to a whole level full of Ewoks where I can do that nonstop. I want to light their fur on fire. I want to grab them by their stupid little teeth necklaces or whatever and like chuck them around the forest. Like, that was really great. Like,
bounce them off trees.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Oh, man, that would be awesome.
Little furry basketballs.
He walked pinball. All right, so looking at the 360 release here, and I'm sure this is probably some of this is cross-platform. For October 2nd, Silent Hill Homecoming. I know we have a few Silent Hill fans.
Absolutely.
October 7th, we got Fracture, which we were talking about. On October the 13th, we have Saints Row 2. Is there anything before that on the PS3?
Man, that's... No, I'm trying to bring it up. I was just going to say that that does absolutely nothing for me. Saints Row 2.
Really?
I don't know why. I don't have a problem with it. Don't get me wrong. It's not happening for me. I don't know why I'm not making the
connection. What if there are more insurance missions?
There are.
I know, those were great.
Like, I mean, what if there are more of those?
There are.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. I should be more excited about that.
You really should. What are you doing?
I don't know.
So October 13th, Saints Row 2. October 16th, Dead Space. What else we have here? October 22nd, Midnight Club, Los Angeles. October 23rd, Fable 2. October 23rd, Spider-Man, Web of Shadows. October 23rd, Legendary. October 23rd, Far Cry 2. Who, by the way, we have somebody on the phone right now. Track Zero is on the phone. Drew, are you there?
Oh, yeah, Scott.
Drew called in. You wanted to talk about Far Cry 2?
Well, yeah. I got to go attend the... I guess Ubi had, I don't know what they titled it, but they had like Far Cry 2 and they had people from various sites come in and play it.
Okay, well, I thought you were still under embargo to talk about that, but I guess not.
Only for the multiplayer. I cannot discuss that. I can do the single player and the map editor.
All right, well, let me first ask you, did playing this, I don't know if you were on the fence before of whether or not you would pick it up or not, but did that cement anything? A buy or a rent?
It changed my view. Because before, I mean, it was in my periphery. And I, honestly, the first Far Cry, I played it here and there, but I never really got into it. I'm not a big fan of the jungles. I just got lost all the time. And wasn't quite sure where I was going, and it kind of got aimless, and I'd always lose interest. And I didn't feel like the stealth worked in the first game very well.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I'd be in a jungle where you're not really supposed to see, and then I'd have enemies shooting at me, like they magically knew where I was, and it used to kind of irk me a bit. But anyway, on this one, yeah, it totally changed my mind. I'm going to be getting this one for sure now.
So, it changed your view then, huh?
Yeah, I
mean... Just the play you had. Now, you can't talk about the multiplayer, but did the multiplayer change your view?
No, I was already sold just on the single. Like,
okay,
I don't even need to touch the multi part of it for that. Yeah, but that's a whole other thing, but we'll talk about that. I think it was October 10th I can start talking about that. So anyway,
okay.
The single player, where to even begin? Like, they've really, as far as the engine goes, I mean, everyone on Evav, I'm sure, has had some look at shots and movies or whatnot. For the most part of the game, just stunning. I mean, the engine runs great. The weather system's fantastic. You have the day-night cycles totally changed. Like, the look of the game is constantly changing as you're playing through. And that's not even counting terrain differences, because you're going around Africa, essentially.
Right.
And all different sorts of areas you run into and find. The funniest observation a bunch of us had after playing it, it's like they took a really good FPS, great one, and then they kind of used stuff from Oblivion for, like, the open world where you now have... there's, like, trains around the world, so you can kind of jump between points mm-hmm. on the map instantly. You can also, in any of your safe houses, you can set the time you want to wake up.
That's
like
right,
Oblivion.
Yeah.
So you can say, okay, I want to go do this mission and I have to go blow up a tanker at this enemy rail yard or something where it's got guards. And you're like, okay, well, I'll wake up at 2 in the morning and hike over there. And, you know, it's nighttime and it makes a difference to your stealth. Like,
yeah.
It actually makes a real difference. And you can, you know, find a nice outcropping, let's say, a little ridge or something a distance away. bust out the binocular, and or I guess it's a monocular, it's one, but you can look around the camp, and anything like a vehicle or a weapon stash, you can take a snap of it, and then the moment it does that, it updates your mini-map for the area, showing all of that item on the mini-map. So all the vehicles will appear, all the weapon, the ammo refills, all that stuff just spawns into the mini-map, so you know where it all is. And you can then plan out, like, okay, I can see the winds coming from this direction, there's guys over there, how am I going to play this, you know, I have to get over here. And you can, of course, you can go in guns blazing, just
or
the same, but...
just set everything on fire.
Or you can, if you get the right weather conditions and do that, fantastic. I got the wind coming right in on them, lit it up. There's all sorts of ways you can light things on fire. It's not just like the flamethrower. There's multiple things that will set off fires. And, yeah, the wind just blew it, spread it. It was nice, dry wind. The whole camp, you know, starts lighting up on the one side. And the AI immediately, like, oh, my God, and they all start kind of, like, getting away from the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And you're corralling them. And I got them towards an explosive barrel, set that off. Then chaos ensues. They're all running everywhere, freaking out. They don't know what's going on. I'm stealthing in, like, behind trains and stuff. And this is, I don't, this has been a pet peeve of mine in the past with stealth. And when you get caught, you can't lose them. Once they see you, it's like, okay, the AI knows where you are. You can lose these guys. You can run around some trains and then quickly go back and, like, stealth and crawl, you know, behind a wall. They'll come around where you were and be like, oh, crap, we lost them, and they'll all start looking around.
Yeah.
And then you can, like, once again, you know, pull off more stealth stuff.
Well, we saw, me and Nick saw a little bit of this at E3, and I was really impressed with what I was looking at. I had not, well, I'm hoping to see more of the game before release, because right now it's for a rental for me, although it's got a lot of good stuff with the, you know, you can't talk about the multiplayer, but, you know, we've seen the map creator comes with it, and I know you can upload and share the maps and that sort of thing, so there's some replayability that's built in there that that could be pretty good. So,
well, the map editor especially, I heard, like, okay, we're going to spend all this time with the map editor, and I'm like, okay, I mean, sure, whatever, and we sit down with it. And, yeah, you can share them and whatever, but the cool thing, because I can't think of any cases of this, I mean, the only real map editor in recent memory I used was for on the consoles were Halo 3.
Right.
But all you... Yeah, all you do is dump objects around the map. You don't really change the terrain or the map itself. You're just sprinkling toppings on it, so to speak. And this one, it's total terrain, anything. Like, I'm going to take this chunk out. Okay, it's a river. Here's roads. I'm going to build mountains over here and, you know, draw a building. You can customize it like crazy. We had the one guy that were goofing around. He created a floating giant rock fortress in the sky, hovering over the plains of Africa. And you can, like, make ramps up to it, and he had hang gliders off it. It was just the goofiest thing ever, but beautiful to look at. Just stunned you right away.
Well, I'm, you know, like I said, I want to see some more of it. It's for me, it's still a rental, although your words have kind of helped a little bit of that.
Yeah, I'll be posting the preview tonight with all the stuff I can for single multi and going in, and hopefully that'll help sell you, and then the multi we'll see down the line.
Good. Can't wait to read it then.
Yeah, so. It's changed my view of the game for sure.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, man.
No problem. You guys have a great night.
I know that you saw a lot more than Far Cry 2, so I can't wait.
Oh yeah.
I can't wait to talk to you more about the other things that
stuff,
you saw.
Maybe. That yeah.
I
at some point.
Can't talk about. But yes. Okay. Yeah. We'll talk to you later, man.
All right. Later, dude.
Bye bye.
Secrets don't make friends, Scott.
Huh?
Secrets don't make friends.
Well, secrets off the air will make you friends again. Secrets on the air will not only not make you friends, but...
they'll get you fined.
Yeah, exactly. They'll get your friends in trouble is what it'll do. All right, Far Cry 2 on the 23rd.
Jump back a second, though, because on the PS3, I just want to point out that aside from some of the things that are cross-platform.
Right.
SOCOM is on the 16th.
That's right, yeah.
Of October. Little Big Planet is on the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And for anybody interested, I know it's been out on the 360 for like a year, but Eternal Sonata will be available on the PS3 on the 23rd.
Oh, I thought you were about to say BioShock.
No, that's quite a bit later, I think. That's, it's no, it isn't. It is the end of October.
Okay, yeah.
I need to put more time into Eternal Sonata. I really enjoy it.
You know, not...
Beautiful music.
Yeah. Very, very pretty game.
Yeah.
It is.
I enjoyed it. It's a lovely game.
Like, I just want to see more scenery. That's really... I'd be satisfied if you just showed me a slideshow and played music over it. Which it does between each chapter.
October 26th, Guitar Hero World Tour. October 28th, Fallout 3. Let's see. Does that wrap up October for us? It does wrap up October. And before we go into November, I don't even know if we'll have time to go into November. Ravenlock called in. He is on the phone with us right now. Ravenlock, you there?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I want to start by saying I want to be friends with you and Track Zero because I want secrets. I want to hear all about Far Cry 2 and Prince of Persia and all the other stuff you can't talk about.
Yeah, I don't even know what else he saw while he was out there. I don't know anything at all. And if you're looking at the camera, I don't know. So anyway, what did you, what's up, man?
I am like a kid in a candy store right now. I'm the guy who only has the Wii and the DS and the PC, and it's been so long since I had too much to play, but man, there's so much coming out. Oh my gosh. I mean, I bought Mega Man 9 as soon as I got home from work.
Oh,
and
you
that,
played it.
How you liking
it is,
that?
It is hard. It is kick you in the junk. Please, sir, may I have another hard?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, it is. They did it. The music is fantastic, which, I mean, is the hallmark of the series anyway. But it's just, yeah, it's so good. It's new Mega Man. I'm very excited. But there's just so much stuff coming out. You said you got to play De Blob. I haven't had a chance to see much of that. How is it?
I played it at PAX last year.
So you played a long time ago.
I played a long time ago. It's actually fun. You get some combos working because you can, you flail. The Wiimote, like you do with any Wii game, you just
right.
And yeah, you can get some combos going with the way he bounces off buildings and all sorts of other stuff. Your blob gets bigger,
right?
And it's
there's a pseudo Katamari thing.
Yeah,
going
yeah.
On.
And it was. I had a lot of fun playing it. So
sweet.
So
Force Unleashed on the Wii, by the way, not so bad. Not so bad.
That's what we were reading in the chat room. You were telling us that it's not that bad. On the Wii.
You can't actually move and throw things around. That is still a problem and still painful. But the movement is not as glitchy as it seems to be on the 360. I was watching a video and this blew my mind. Apparently on the last level of the 360 version, if you open up the menu, your objectives actually say default text.
One thing that frustrates me about that, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, is every time I go to add stuff to my force powers or even go back to the options screen, it has to load.
It blows my mind. Default text. They didn't have a QA team, apparently. Or they all just stopped one day. They're like, well, we're done.
They figured the first three quarters of the game were good. Like,
yeah.
Maybe they were figuring, you know what, guys? Nobody's going to play past this Star Destroyer level, so they're never going to see this.
No, so it apparently unfinished there on the Wii, but you know, like you said, that the Wii has seen less problems than what the 360 and the PS3 have seen.
Yeah, well, that's the default text thing is a 360 thing. I haven't gotten that far, so I can't report yet whether it's a Wii thing. I just saw that on YouTube and kind of blew my mind.
Yeah, well, James had a problem when he got towards the end of the game. There were two endings for the game that you can do. And one of the endings just would, not even the ending, but one of...
Yeah, I was in the middle of the fight, and I would get the opponent in question down to like 10%, and every single time the game would hardlock. The system would hardlock. I'd have to completely reboot it, come back in, try it again. Did it to me three times. I decided to take the other option, which was the worst of the two endings, but then just watch the other one on YouTube. So,
wow, that is
and that was a PS3 thing. And it's interesting, when I went online to look at the endings, a lot of the endings from the ending that I got were on the PS3, but when I went to actually try to find the ending that I couldn't get, the only ones listed were all from the Xbox. So
apparently no one has seen it on the PS3.
Yeah, that's entirely possible. I don't know.
Wow.
But, it's
sad because, I mean, we haven't had a really great LucasArts game in how long, and they've been hyping this forever.
I know.
And come on, guys. You know what I want them to do? I want them to take the physics engine from this and just tack it on to Jedi Outcast and re-release it.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
I would pay for that. I've played Jedi Outcast, and I would totally pay for that.
I would play through that game again with this physics engine in a heartbeat. It would be so good.
But yeah, I don't know how I made it through. Like, I don't usually deal with anger issues like that very well, and I did. I got
Well, I think
it.
You should be glad that your controller and your TV made it through. You were probably going to be fine, but...
Yeah, right. You never know. You never know. There are blood pressure issues, I suppose. But yes,
sure.
everything is fine, and I did get through it. Like I said, I think it is a worthy... You know what? I would even suggest like play it on the lowest difficulty and freaking cheat.
Just to consume the story?
Yeah. Because I do believe the story is worth the time.
Sure, I would agree with that. I'm actually looking forward probably... before I dispose of it, to cheating the force powers all the way up and just going through and blasting the crap out of things.
Well,
that'll be fun.
Yeah, and there's evidently a number, a very high number of different characters you can play through the game as.
Huh.
So I would when I was looking up, because I was thinking like, well, could I cheat through this problem that I'm having because I've done it three times now? And in doing that, I didn't. But in doing that, I found a bunch of different codes and everything, and the list of people you could play as seemed kind of fun. So.
Yeah, but before I go, I need to rattle off the list of things I'm excited about. Because I'm excited, Lego Batman I'm definitely going to be renting and trying out. Chrono Trigger is coming out for the DS. I had actually never played through that because I'm a horrible human being. Don't judge me. Let's see, what else? What is the other weird DS? Rhapsody? Is that the one that's coming out? The RPG that I had never played?
I think that sounds right, yes. Actually, I was reading about that earlier today, yeah.
Yeah, right. Kirby Superstar Ultra on the DS looks like it's going to be entertaining. Yeah, I said it. What?
I know.
Kirby,
stuff with
fantastic.
Kirby is entertaining.
I forgot we had a camera. You can see.
Right, so anyway. but and then on the other side of things, there's the PC, and, you know, Fallout 3 is going to eat all of us, so.
Yeah, yeah.
My wallet is sad, but I'm very happy.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, man. Thanks for letting us know about Force Unleashed on the Wii and how happy you are to be playing the Wii.
I am.
We're about to do a contest now, so hang up and then listen to the show and then call back if you want to try and win this thing. So
I can do that.
But yeah, we thanks for calling, and we may talk to you here in just a bit.
Thank you, guys.
All right, yep. Later, man.
Bye.
Yes, Daniel reminded me with ink on his hand that we have to do a contest.
There's no paper in this studio. It's ridiculous.
Totally forgot about the contest. How? What caller do you want on this?
Let's go with caller number one, just fastest fingers.
All right, caller number
All
one.
Fastest fingers.
334-272-9228, 334-272-9228. The first person to call in and talk to Dana will win
the Demigod Beta. Entry into the Demigod Beta.
They will win the beta key for that. 334-272-9228. Call in. You could be a winner. And
yeah, gift Dana your email.
Win address. A beta key.
A beta
you
key,
win,
yes.
Yes, you win a beta key.
Yes, we have two more to give away. That
in
we're
the
not,
after show.
Yeah, that we're going to give
we'll
away
we'll
in the after show.
We'll announce the other two winners.
So, call in and win that. There they go. We've got a... She's on the phone now with somebody, so... And this is all the time we're going to have for right now.
Oh, I should have gone with number two. All he had to do was hit redial. If he doesn't win, he's a
Whoops.
Fool.
We'll see. He may
and
not...
it's for PC. Yes,
it is only
that.
For PC.
PC
You're exactly
only.
Right. So I hope... I don't know.
If you don't have a PC, then...
She's still
hang
on
up.
The phone. Okay, hang on. Let's go to Dana here.
And we'll be happy.
Oh, what was that?
That
wasn't
was
Dana.
News.
There we go. We don't have a winner? Is that what you're telling me?
Not yet. That you unfortunately did not announce what it was for before you said call this number.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. Cause, you
well,
know.
It has to be somebody that actually it has the equipment to play and wants
but,
to play.
I understand that.
Yes.
But I just wanted them to call in. So now hopefully, well, all
it's
right.
It's still up for grabs.
It's still up for grabs, a beta key.
Don't all jump at once.
334-272-9228. You need to do it within the next minute and a half, if you could, please.
That'd be nice.
Oh, Ravenlock, you've got plenty. He's like, I have no free time for Demigod. You've got a Wii, a DS, and a PC. You've got time for Demigod. It doesn't come out until next year? Is that the case?
Yeah,
it's a 2009 release. You can go ahead and play it now.
Yeah, and from what I have gathered, like you get full beta access all the way till release. It's not like a cutting you off thing. So,
ringing off the hook.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess it just ain't gonna happen.
It takes me a while to pack up my stuff when we get done. So
yeah. So
if
you can
call
still call
within that time period.
Definitely, you can still call us.
Or if you're like the first caller next Monday.
Or if you send a carrier pigeon with a note.
334-272-9228. We have to beg for this stuff now.
Oh, this is what happens when you do it at the end. We don't know what we're
doing. Yeah, as I'll say, we've got like 2 minutes to go.
That's fine. I'll play Demigod.
I know, yeah.
I'm perfectly happy to play it
if nobody else
wants
to.
Quick, Jeremy, call me.
All right. I got this.
Get out your cell
phone. Oh, I'm going to beat you, Jeremy.
No.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this episode of Evil Avatar Radio. We're going to head downstairs and finish up the episode and go through more of the releases here. Go through the November release and the December, see what's coming out for you. And, oh.
Hey, Dana.
How are we? Oh, it's him. All right.
I won. Yes.
You enjoy that. We'll see you in just a bit.
Man, I was playing fucking Tetris in Tribes, okay? Like, there was a script that let you play fucking Tetris in Tribes. So, like, this whole thing of, like...
Cameras on.
Playing games inside of other games ain't some new shit. I used to sit on a damn tower and guard a flag and, like, play Tetris. So, I've already done it.
Cool. We want to go back to the Demigod contest.
Do.
Yes.
Yes, and give away and get it over with. And give away.
Yes, we just can't seem to ever remember.
I know
that we're doing it.
But
I didn't remember. I didn't put it in the thing when I was writing the thing. I was like, whatever. Totally forgot.
I was in the middle of the show. Totally forgot.
Yes.
You think we like you know?
We talked about it before we did the show, and then we got into the show and totally forgot.
The show happened.
Well, they know now. I just sent out the email.
We is a non-inclusive term here.
No, it's.
I wrote it on my hand. That's how serious
I was. But you reminded me with like 5 minutes left in the show.
Oh, well, I was looking for a pen.
So, for an hour? Just saying.
Somebody should like set up a little pop up at 7:30 says, contest!
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we can do this.
Yeah, let's do it.
Go ahead.
We have Rogue Hunter. Anthony wins number one. I'm just going to go through the list of winners first, and then we'll go
into their entries. Okay, go ahead.
We have Rand, who is winner number two. And since we didn't give it away on the air, we have a third key, which is going to Andrew over at the MoveCast. And I just have sent you all an email.
So congratulations to all of you.
Respond back to me, and I'll get you your keys.
Now, go. Start at the top.
What did they win for? Have we brought that up recently?
Pardon?
No, we haven't. I mean,
yes.
One for suggesting the most interesting god power.
Yes.
It's when you're a beta key.
And these are their god powers. What did they have there?
We have rogues, which is really, really, really complicated. Like, well,
just read it and don't try
I'm
to
going
explain
to.
It.
I'm just saying, like, you must hate programmers, because seriously, man. Like, and it's self-depreciating, so that, you know, I think all of the folks that know the little inside joke would be, you know, in appreciative. His demigod power would be lightning red. Not only would using this ability change the screen color to light red, the enemy's army's blood would also lighten, making their blood flow differently. Enemy soldiers would be able to take less hits, therefore your army could kill more soldiers quicker. Also, a random dice roll would determine if lightning storm would appear above the battlefield. If the roll was correct, this storm would hover above the enemy demigod and army. The lightning storm would be the equivalent of the weather control device from Command & Conquer Red Alert 2. Unlike that storm, this storm would remain above battle for the duration, but would only be usable after both armies have grown past a certain point, usually about 10 minutes from the start of the battle.
Jesus.
The counter powder is dark and red. This power would summon an army of vampires. Granted, this power would only work during a night battle, and wooden stakes or garlic would be used to counter the undead army.
Wow.
So, yeah, I didn't know that there were wooden stakes or garlic in Demigod, but I guess maybe I just missed that press release. I don't know.
Well, that's entirely possible.
I haven't seen that. You have to include them.
Yeah, I guess it would be part of the power.
Yeah, because there's nothing in Demigod.
Like, well, I want to play the wooden stake and garlic army.
There
like,
you go.
That's, I was going to say Vampire Hunter army.
I
want to
play
go.
Andrew's version, but we'll get to that in a minute.
So, and then we go with Rand's entry. Interesting idea for a strategy game. For a god power would be to grant your unit's ability to temporarily fly. It would give players the ability to circumvent terrain in order to get around natural walls or ledges that are protecting players, circumvent their defensive structures, and get to their base. It could also be used so that a player, when retreating, could save some units from being cornered and killed by letting them fly off, or could position rain units on top of a ledge, obviously able to shoot other be shot at by other range units. On a short notice, they'd be able to transport of sorts. Ability would have to be temporary and a limited number of uses, or have a certain resource of some sort that would drain at a quicker rate the number of units you were going flying to, something along those lines. Just because of the, I really like this one because of the size of the demigod maps after having played at PAX. Like, it would really make the maps really interesting if you could grant just a small pocket. Because if you could drop guys behind those lines, it would actually make a huge difference. So, just because of the way that the game is laid out and the maps are laid out, I really like that one. That was a really good one. And Andrew. Oh, Andrew.
Andrew, part of the Movecast, by the way.
Yes, Andrew of the Movecast. Who, like, what, Dana, as an aside, what's the status on the Movecast Throwdown?
I haven't listened this week yet, but I haven't heard back on, time, game.
So what you're saying is they're chickens?
Maybe.
Bacaw.
Maybe.
All this talk about throwing down, and then they what, nothing? They obviously have our email address.
They should.
I'm just saying. Movecast wants to throw down. Like, gotta be
serious.
We pick
a game first. We need to get together and agree on a game. All right. Field battle.
You know what?
Duke Nukem 3D.
I was about to say, what about Duke Nukem?
Not bad.
That's it. There's our suggestion, Movecast. I'll give you this beta key, Andrew. However, you have a Duke Nukem throwdown.
I was thinking more like some co-op gardening in Paradise.
That's not competitive. How do we throw down with co-op gardening?
I throw down with pinatas.
Like,
my experiment can take your experiment down.
Owned. Andrew's entry. Man. He would like the ability to turn gorgeous single women into single moms. This is all quote. Basically, I nod my head like I dream of genie or some shit, and a woman suddenly becomes a single mom. The reason I would want this ability, it pretty much goes without saying, but I'll explain anyway.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I was about to say, just to point out, you really needed to explain because I wasn't following. Everyone knows that lots of single moms get into the stripping business. Who doesn't want more strippers in the world? Also, single moms are way more into settling for men that they wouldn't have settled for had they been young, vibrant, single, and without child to provide for. Odds of creeps like me getting an easy score would increase quite favorably.
Wow, that's an interesting guy.
So.
All right, so he wins the key, and so congratulations to everybody that won. Good job.
Can you choose what kind of kid they have?
Yeah, I think that would be part of the character selection. Like, you'd have a sub-select, like, skill trees.
Right.
That would be what kind of kid they have.
Right.
I think it shows...
One would be
it shows promise. Well, this is obviously... This is not a god power for people like you and me, Danny. This is not... Or anyone that enjoys
would
children.
Would a kitty count?
No, kitties are not the same. Single women with cats are not nearly as... Actually, single women with cats usually are more desperate than single women with children, oddly enough. You married me.
And then you got me another cat.
Well.
Didn't want you leaving.
I mean.
Gotta keep you here.
Oh.
Cats if she stays. All right, so I know we got into October, going into November here, and I'm only looking at the 360 stuff. The PS3, we'll figure that stuff out. But 11.6 sees, I don't know, I haven't seen a lot on that Bond game, but Quantum of Solace, we'll see. I don't know. I haven't seen anything on it. But End War comes out on the 6th. Gears of War 2 on the 7th. Call of Duty World at War on the 13th. Mirror's Edge on the 13th. Banjo-Kazooie on the 13th. Red Alert 3 on the 13th. Mortal Kombat vs. DC on the 17th. Tomb Raider on the 18th. Left 4 Dead on the 19th. Is anybody seeing a pattern? Last Remnant on the 22nd.
Shit comes out on days.
Yeah. Lord of the Rings Conquest on the 26th. Sonic Unleashed on the 30th. Rise of the Argonauts on the 4th of December. Prince of Persia on the 4th of December. Let's see, what else? Velvet Assassin. Okay, well then, that's
pretty you're cool. Into like
I'm into
you're
next
into
year.
Like
I'm into next year now. So, but there you go. That's a shit ton.
Just a heads up, on the 23rd for PC, Barbie Fashion Show and Eye for Style comes out.
Daniel, thanks. Do you want
that? Great, we were able to do that in both halves of the show. That's fantastic.
It, man, like, I, that gag doesn't get old.
It does.
It just does.
It does.
Just
for me.
You.
For me, it doesn't
just
get old.
He wants it.
I said
one.
I think there's a greater percentage of things that are like auto rent this year than there were last year.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of them.
I was thinking I may actually have to open
the volume.
Gamefly account just
well,
for this last
year.
Here's
quarter. The thing, it's gonna be fucking good. Because well, like they don't have a like 8 titles out simultaneously option. And that's kind of what you're going to need to get through the end of October.
First off, fucker needs to rent
everything.
I need to rent everything.
I've already bumped
just send
up
me the whole damn library.
Time. The highest you can go is 4.
How much does that run a month?
Like the
$4,000
price of a game.
Yeah, is it really that high? Because 2
well,
is...
No,
two
it's
is
a
like
bit
20.
Less than that. But
2 is
saying.
Like 20.
Yeah.
$22.99.
Yeah, it's like $22.99
some
for 2.
Really weird price. I don't
3
know.
Goes up to like $30.
Multiple
4
or 5,
goes
damn
up
it.
To $45. But I'm just saying, for like $45,
four
bucks,
games out at once.
I can play 4 games where I normally have to play... I mean, think about it. 4 games times 16, you know, you're paying a lot of money for 4 games that you don't really need to buy. You may need to play them. God, you don't need to buy them. So my thought right now is, I'm already at my max of how many games I can have out. I'm thinking of opening up another account.
Shit, you're gonna dual box game.
I'm serious.
Well, you know, you get a month free with that Pizza Hut deal.
I know. I might need to.
Well, and you really only need it to get through.
You just throw the extra
oh, no, no,
two
no, no. Yeah,
to,
would,
to get
through,
get through
like this holiday
October, November. October, November.
The only two games I'm convinced I have to buy are Fallout and Left 4 Dead. Beyond that, everything else, I'm at the very least renting to be sure that it's something I want to buy.
Well, and I will reiterate again, assuming that you can get the game in anything like a timely manner, mm-hmm. if you get the game at the beginning, you know, from the beginning of when Gamefly starts shipping it, mm-hmm. you hold on to it for however long you want to hold on to it. If you want to own it, by the time you're ready to send it back, there's going to be a, you know...
Yeah, but the issue is it's really hard to hold on to that, like... With this holiday, so holding on to that one game, man. You're crippling your game fly.
Yeah.
Unless you're dual-boxing like
you're taking
is.
A bat to its knees. It's just...
You know, just for the holiday season, man.
Actually...
That's all I need.
Like... You know... They should probably... This has become too consistent, I promise you... There's every chance that we're going to see a situation just like this next year. Gamefly should seriously consider, like, a special holiday deal, being able to bump your subscription up to, like...
Fucking shit tons.
Yeah, to, like, 6 or 8. Like, 6. They should be able to bump it up to 6
yeah, if you
for, like,
need
a,
more than 6,
some sort of special price.
You need... I don't know how you have time for more than 6, but... Yeah.
Yeah, for, like, the 12 guys that are willing to do that and able to make any use of it.
They
so.
May make money. I mean,
yeah,
like
some
three
of, these,
of which are...
It's not a bad... You're renting your product to your customers. Like, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, some of these games... We're going to try and have somebody from Gamefly on the show in the future here.
There might be some risk assessment there. I don't know, because it's not a... You know, there are no return dates. So, I don't know what they... I don't know how they really cover some of that stuff with the pricing.
Yeah, I don't
know how their analysis works out in that regard. It, for me, honestly, it works out pretty good. Like... 20 bones a month, and I can consume as much as I can consume.
Yeah.
I just have to worry about, you know, like snail mail turnaround. But
yeah,
for what it's worth, they're actually really on top of that. Just about, like, every other game I have shipped to me, they add, like, they send you a query in the email, and it's like, when did you receive this? We're trying to figure out, like,
yeah,
how well this is working. And then, like, when they get it, they're like, when did you put it in the mail? You know, we're trying mm-hmm. to tighten this shit up. So... very evident they're trying to tighten this shit up. I like the service a lot.
Yeah, and it's working pretty well as far as the I'm getting my stuff in a very timely manner. Everything that is you know, if it comes out that week and I've got an open slot, it's coming to me, you know, they ship it out. So it's been doing great. And thank God for it, because this would suck without it.
It's still gonna be a pain in the ass.
It is. And some of these games,
well, it doesn't matter how many you have in your queue. Like, there's fucking games coming out every single day
mm-hmm.
that you're at least rental interested in over
not,
the course
yeah.
of 10 days. Like, it doesn't matter. Yeah. You can't play all that shit.
I'm not renting these to see if I want to buy them. I'm renting them to play them and be like, all right, I played that, I'll throw it back. You know? I put some time into it, I've played it,
Right. You know, I've gotten it in my blood.
Yeah, so what the hell are you gonna do if it's good though?
Throw it back. If it's good, then I can buy
it
at
the
price. From them, you know? That's actually one of the reasons I want to have more, is because I want to have that option in my queue to buy these. Some of these games, you can't buy them directly from Gamefly unless they're sent to you.
At which point they technically become used.
Right, right. But
even if you're the first person to have the disc,
mm-hmm.
they're still used.
But if you go to the store right now, you can't buy Rock Band 2 at the used price.
Right.
You can't buy it at all. But if
it's in your queue and you can...
Yeah, if you've got it at home playing it, you can go ahead and keep it at the used price. So that's part of the other reason that I want to have a bunch of them in my queue and to have a bunch of them at the house, is like, I have first option to buy this if I want to, already at a reduced price. So...
Yeah. Well, there's a lot in there. I have to decide which of those things I'm even...
And that's just the 360. I didn't even jump over the PS3 side of things.
Yeah.
And there's the PC side of things.
Well,
so.
You know...
I gotta tell you about the PC side of things.
For what
a lot of the same stuff the 360
yeah.
does.
Yeah, for a lot of it, there is an unprecedented amount of crossover, actually.
Yeah, which is good. I think.
So for a lot of it, it's just simply a decision of where you're going to buy it.
Yeah.
Fallout 3... Far Cry 2, those sorts of things. I don't know. I if I was, you know, all about spending money on various games right now, I probably would have picked up Crisis Warhead. But I haven't. But I've heard, like, that it's... Yeah, thumbs up.
Really?
Pretty good things.
Yeah,
yeah. Looks better, plays better than Crisis.
I mean, I saw
it. It's cheaper.
I saw it.
So, like, it's a more enjoyable experience. I mean, probably only, like, 12, 15 hours, though, so... Maybe it's worth, what is it, $30? $40?
I don't know.
One of those two.
I don't know.
Pretty cheap.
I mean, it was... Warhammer crashed, and like, you know, I was like, oh, hey, look at that. Look at that news post. And then Warhammer loaded back
right.
up, so... I gotta do something with the servers now.
The, yeah. The... Did you see the, did you see the screenshot or the example of, the Crisis Warhead, like graphical settings.
No.
Yes.
I was joking
I
about
it.
I cracked a joke about it upstairs. I'm not sure if you understand. Like, there is no low, medium, high, very
yeah,
high.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's all of these, like,
weird
titles, like,
descriptors.
Like, enthusiast is a level of graphic, it's a graphical setting.
Oh.
Gamer is a graphical setting. Which one of those, I don't know which one of those to pick.
Yeah.
Aren't I? Which one of those am I? Which one is more hardcore?
You know what I think would have been best? Is if they, like, put them in a circle. So you have no clue.
Yeah, right.
scale. Like, where does it start?
Right. Yeah, I thought it was really, really strange. Like, there's no... And it's funny. I can't help but think that that's a direct response to the fact that, like, they got really miffed at this whole...
Yeah.
Like, I can't play it on high settings. I should be able to play it on high settings thing. And it's like, no. It's
You're obviously not super cool because you can't
yeah.
run
no,
it.
No,
at
you
super
shouldn't
cool.
be able to play it on those settings.
The
those
jokes
settings
about, yeah.
are something else.
And NASA just released a supercomputer. Oh, but by the way, it still can't play Crisis
yeah.
on high settings.
I just there seemed to be a lot of strange misunderstandings between the people and the developers about like the inclusion of options that I can't that aren't realistic to expect people to run. I don't know. I didn't play it. I didn't even try to play it. So it was before I swung around and started playing PC games again. But I'm firmly of the belief that like just don't like create some sort of stratospheric option that like nobody's gonna be able to use. It's frustrating. It's very, very, very frustrating.
Do you ever go to Newegg's wish list and like the public wish lists and find that one guy who's trying to build the
Crisis machine?
The best fucking yeah, and it's like a $25,000 system.
Right. And it probably wouldn't run.
And all
any
the comments are like, you don't
system.
Need all that
yeah.
shit. You don't need to put all that stuff on there. It doesn't need to be there. But I want to run Crisis. You don't need it. And you don't need to run
and,
Crisis.
And you still
won't
be able to, like...
Didn't Stalker or something come out this week?
Yep. Yeah.
Clear Sky.
Clear Sky,
yeah.
And, you know, I saw
thoroughly,
it.
Thoroughly unlovable at this point, I think, is what I'm hearing from a lot of people. I mean, even Kevin, man, who's like...
He's
hardcore about it. Like, he wasn't too happy about what he was seeing from Stalker. So, again, something that I would have liked to have gotten into, but I actually struggle a lot with Stalker as it is. So I was certainly not ready for Clear Sky.
You want very cloudy and overcast? this guy. Yes, actually. Yeah. In real life, yes. Yeah, please.
That's my preferred.
That's why you're moving.
Type of weather.
Hey, I want to congratulate Steve Demeter from Demiforce.
Man, no kidding.
He, I was reading on 1UP that Trism for the iPhone has generated over $250,000 in revenue.
In 2 months.
In 2 months' time. We had him on the show.
It's because of us.
No doubt.
Fine, $50,000 of that is ours.
Yeah.
PR usage.
Bitch owes me a PS3. And while he's at it, Little Big Planet.
But yeah, so I mean, congratulations to him.
Yeah,
we have
good.
Him back on the show.
Yes.
But yeah, we had him on way back when.
We can't get him back on. He's too busy rolling in his stacks of money.
He's too busy.
He built a Scrooge McDuck style money band.
Yes.
That's what I would do.
I'll say, we talked before there was even an iPhone store out.
Yeah. Back in
they
the
hadn't
day.
Even released the SDK yet.
Right.
Yeah.
That was coming. The announcement was coming, I think, the very next day.
Yeah.
Tuesday was when they were going to have the big, you know, the big announcement of what they were doing with iPhone and that sort of thing. And then this was back in February or March?
Yeah.
Or was it in January?
Pat on the back for us for getting ahead of the curve.
God, it was way back there.
What's this us stuff? You weren't even around then.
Yeah. No, I was here.
So the Steve Demeter.
Well, you actually got in touch with him. You knew him from
way back.
A long
I think
time
it might have been my first
channel,
show. Actually,
was that
really?
Your first show?
I think it was. So shut your mouth. Nonetheless, I listened.
It could have been actually. I know we got back.
I think
from
it was
the,
my first show.
Colton concert, and you were on. We had you on.
But yeah. I didn't really know what was going on.
Yeah, he just. That was. If you've listened to the show, you should go back, because that's the one that Daniel doesn't say anything in.
One show, and I haven't shut my damn mouth since.
Oh, but yeah, so congratulations to you.
It's your fault I'm here, Dan.
Don't we all miss it when Daniel shut his mouth?
So can I tell a funny Warhammer story that no one will get because they don't play Warhammer, but maybe somebody will
cause
they
because
they listen? So anyway, so they had the hammerer in as a class. It was one of the axed classes.
The hammer?
The hammerer.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Like one who hammers things, the hammerer.
The hammerer.
They had it in as a class.
It's part of that 75% of the game's content that they got.
Oh, yeah. It, or whatever. Yeah. So we're doing like a little dungeon run, and no shit. Bind on pickup hammerer equipment drops.
Really?
And I was like, well, fucking A. So obviously I rolled need.
Yeah.
Like, there was no option there. Because, I mean, I needed it. But my friend wanted, so it's okay. But, yeah.
That's not okay.
No, it's okay. You can't do anything with it. But he can't even show it to me in a trade window. By the way, if anyone from Mythic is listening, why the hell can I not link items in chat? Isn't this like a standard feature in MMOs now? Bueller, like.
Oh, I'll say, WoW.
Yep.
Really was the first one to do it.
Yeah, but now, that's what I'm saying. Like, ever since then. Ever since WoW, I think at least every MMO I've played that's released after
I think it has
post
a,
WoW.
Well, I think it has a lot to do with how the front end is organized.
Maybe so.
Like,
I don't know.
Like
well, they ripped
the
off WoW.
End, how
like,
the, I'm just saying. Like,
damn it, it should be there.
How the front end is organized, and it was for games like even WoW. Obviously, they were programmed in such a way that worked really, really well.
Yeah.
Now,
so
actually,
like,
nowadays I don't think there's anything you can't link in chat in WoW. So
that's true.
The
you can
like,
yeah.
Well, again, it goes back to, well, they fucking put Bejeweled in this.
Playing Bejeweled!
What can you not do?
It actually is.
Do they have the order pizza thing like EverQuest does?
It's a joke. It's just, yeah, it's a. It was a. Trying to remember exactly how complicated that joke was, but it was. I remember when it happened. They did, like, there was a joke with pizza, but then they did, like, they built something around. / Panda when they were doing their April Fool's thing.
Yeah.
Panda Express, Order Chinese. Which I much would have preferred. Actually.
God, that would have been awesome.
Yeah, it would have.
Like, seriously, you need to turn that into reality.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think there's a Panda Express around here. I don't think it would have.
Well, build one. Blizzard has the money. Shit.
What was the news story I read? It's cost $200 million so far.
In upkeep?
In just upkeep, yeah.
And what kind of minor, insignificant fraction of the total revenue since then do you think that is?
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah,
I didn't even find it a particularly interesting number. I mean, evidently it was interesting to a lot of people, but it's like, I mean, it's that's no small amount of change, but you're talking about a game that was I mean, the initial development I've heard was somewhere between 50 and 75 million, maybe higher, maybe lower, I don't really know.
Yeah.
And then it's been running for X number of years since then, and they've continuously added,
new stuff.
I don't even know how many servers they're running now, 600, 700, like, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing, but that wasn't especially surprising. I know that our stupid armchair math was never quite right. You can't exactly say, $15 a month times 10 million people or 10 million accounts. It doesn't exactly work. Like, the pricing structures are different in different regions, and like the more time you buy,
the less it is. That weird.
But either way, like
you're pulling a big number, shit ton of money.
I think that $200 million upkeep over the last 4 years has caused.
Yeah, they could easily eat that in a year and it not.
Oh God, easily.
Like, I would like to see the figure on one server one day. Like, how much each day does a server cost them?
Yeah,
that would be an interesting figure.
I don't even know how that would break down rationally. I don't know the first thing about any of that. How is Warhammer in general, though? How's it working?
Oh, man, we're having a really good time.
Well, not even quite a week past live.
We're having a really good time. I'm running with some friends. We've kind of grew up. I mean, we got, like, what, 9 people in the little guild we've got on order on Red Eye.
Right.
So it's enough that you've always got, like, 1 or 2 guys on.
Yeah.
Which is enough to do anything you really need to do. But, we keep finding cool stuff, which is enjoyable. I mean, our highest is 22, which is just over halfway through their leveling scheme. But the slowdown post probably about 13 is very noticeable.
Tier 2.
Shortly into tier 2, it's you put on the brakes pretty hard. You go from like a level every 2 hours to a level or 2 a day, which is rational. My buddy's the highest in the guild's at 22. Probably 23, actually, at the moment that I'm speaking, since he probably played all day. But I'd be really interested to see how, even in the into the 20s, that slows down, and in the 30s.
I will say, speaking strictly, purely anecdotally, and I know that it's in combination with the time of year, and that a lot of people have gone back to school, but, and plus the fact that, there's essentially fuck all going on in WoW right now, because everybody's sitting around with their thumb up their ass, either waiting on the 3.0 patch or waiting on Lich King. But compared to a month ago, the game is extraordinarily sedate.
Really?
Horrifyingly sedate. Not that it's bad. I'm actually enjoying it. But
won't they have the
actually move around the auction house?
Actually, the first thing I noticed was that nobody was showing their ass in Battlegrounds. There were really no children in Battlegrounds.
Won't they have, the Halloween
event? Yeah, I'll tell you where they all are. No fucking doubt.
Well, no, that's the other thing.
Motherfuckers are all
in combination with the fact that a lot of people have gone back to school, a lot of people have just sort of dropped off the game, for various reasons. I imagine that a good deal of people have gone over to play on War. I believe that... I don't think it is the cause, but I believe as a part of it,
it's been a more than noticeable decrease,
at least in my service population. I'm on a PvE server. God knows how many of the faux badasses on a PvE server that can now transfer to a PvP server vacated so that they can go EPing somewhere else with somebody else. I don't know how much that has affected it. There's a number of factors working into it. All I can say is that it's not the ridiculously congested thing that it was over the summer.
Yeah.
I honestly believe that War has to be a major part of that, because I feel like there are a lot of people who are playing it, which is fantastic.
And I feel one-sided since I play Order and I haven't messed with Destruction, so I can't really say how things are going over there. I've heard that they've got a lot of servers have queue times during peak over on Destruction. I have not run into it a single time on Order.
Right.
Whatever, I think.
Well, I mean,
I've
heard it from several people. We heard from Mythic last week that it's
you need to
Destruction. Destruction is a beta player's thing, and Order is a live player's thing. But
it's not what it's.
We'll see if that's absolutely true.
I haven't sat through a queue. I've heard a lot of Destruction players have had to. And people are saying, "Well, raise the cap." Well, if there aren't the Order players there, they're not going to raise the cap.
Yeah.
Because they don't want the Destro guys to outnumber us too much, even though they already do. You don't want to make that any worse. Battlegrounds, things seem to have balanced out pretty decently in terms of just Order and Destro. I've done mostly semi-pickup stuff, so... but all in all, the gameplay is a lot of... The environment is just phenomenal. The environment and the story. Like, even going through, I've been actually reading a lot of the stuff in my tome while I'm, you know, waiting on Battleground Q to pop up or whatever I'm doing. I don't have much downtime in that game at all, though, which is weird. I almost wish I had more to do stuff like read the tome.
Downtime is a late-game thing.
Yeah.
Downtime in MMOs is not necessarily something that you do while you're pushing through levels.
They've put so much content in there in terms of, like, story and all that. And it's really interesting. Like, I sort of got into what was going on in the world. Like, a little bit. Some of that backstory stuff I did. But, like, a lot of the time, like, if I'm questing, I don't have time to sit there and read your long-ass description. Like, I'm trying to fucking level. And that's why I like this, is because it's like, hey... Here's a story. We're just going to put it all in this big book, and you can fucking look at it whenever you want.
Yeah, that's actually a really cool
thing.
It's
genius, because, like, I'm sitting there, like I said, waiting for, you know, Battleground to queue up, just flipping through, and I feel like I'm getting achievements all the time, which is nice, you know, going out and earning the titles and whatnot. But I'm still at the point where there's tons of, like, oh shit, this is awesome moments. We'll see how long those last. I think that's kind of the key to long-term success, you know. 1 to 20, I had a lot of oh shit, this is cool moments in Age of Conan. And then I left Noob Island and I was like, oh shit, this is boring. So we'll see. I don't know. But if you're on Red Eye and you're playing Order, you know.
What?
Hit up Faeryl or Uthor and you can roll with us dwarvy folk.
Luthor.
Uthor.
Oh, Uthor.
That's not me, that's my buddy. But Faeryl is my dwarf Ironbreaker. Grudgehammer is the guild name. But so I want to give a shout-out to the Destro guys, the Fallen Guard guys over on Destruction, over on Red Eye. I see them a lot. They've got to be huge. They're all over the battlegrounds. They're a good bunch of guys. Like, you know, I mean, they're a bunch of EVAV folks.
They're not dwarves.
No, they're not, and that's why I'm not playing with them. Like, whatever. I mean, you know, you do your little thing, whatever. But I give mad props because they're always good people. Like, they don't... They're good opponents, and I've enjoyed fighting. It's always fun to like be on the battlefield. I'm like, hey, I know that guy, and then I hit him, and then he falls over. But I really think as I'm playing more PvP, the class balance is starting to level out a little better. Obviously, until you get to end game, like you were saying earlier, until you reach end game, you're really not going to see what that final balance is.
But it's all adjusted.
Even now in the late teens, it's starting to kind of mellow, and you're starting to see where everybody has their role.
So you'll be playing Warhammer this weekend, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Dennis?
Yeah. I'll pick up the Dragon Quest IV remake. I didn't get to do that last week.
Okay.
On the DS. And probably play some Castle Crashers.
See, that's the other thing I forgot when we were doing the what's coming out, and Ravenlock brought it up in the show, the Chrono Trigger.
Yeah, Chrono Trigger on DS is going to be great.
Oh, fucking Wipeout.
Wipeout
on Thursday.
Wipeout.
Yeah. Wipeout HD. Not only Wipeout HD on Thursday on PSN, but the...
Burnout. Yeah.
Like downloadable fully through the PSN.
The full
store.
Game downloadable, yes.
Oh, hey.
But they haven't announced a price on that yet.
I thought they did. I thought it was 30.
Was it 30? Okay.
Yeah. I believe it's the same price as it is.
Brand new, which is $30. So.
Yeah. And then there's like significant load of free content.
Tons.
Yeah, yeah.
Free content.
So, like, I mean, that's actually.
It's a pretty good deal.
That's a good deal. And I played it on the PS3.
If that's
really
a fun
very
game.
Good, actually.
Yeah, as I say, you know, if you like that kind of game, that's real hard to pass that up.
Yeah, even if you don't, there's an awful lot of fun to be had in Paradise. Like it's just a really fun game to play, for some amount of time, for anybody, I think.
I wonder if that'll change load times.
That's a good question. I have no idea.
Yeah, are you gonna pick it up? Are you thinking about picking it up?
I'm not gonna.
Yeah,
pick
I'm
it
not
up.
Gonna get it. Yeah,
I too, rented it and worse. I enjoyed it, but it's too much for me. Like if I was going to buy anything over PSN this week, it would definitely be Wipeout.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, yeah.
But I don't even know that I'm going to do that. I may pick it up later. But still, those are two. Like that's pretty significant.
Well, what
will
you be playing this weekend?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sort of fucking around in WoW still. I've done almost everything I feel like I want to do. Like, I can't really explain to you the kind of ennui that sets in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you know that some major shit's about to happen. Like, and it's going to change everything that you're doing. Like, nobody gives a fuck about anything. Like, you do your daily stuff, you maybe get some money, but like, nobody, there's nothing to care about. So, I got the epic flyer for my other main, and I was like, okay, that's it. I need, like, a staff. Then I'll do Battlegrounds a few more times to get my staff. That's about it. I'm blew through Force Unleashed. That's ready to go back to Gamefly. But we get Duke. Having fun with Castle Crashers. That's a fun game. A lot of neat stuff to do while I listen to fun music.
Been playing offline or online?
Off. I haven't done any. Okay. I haven't done anything online. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, I didn't. That's the same thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Man, the music is really good.
It's actually spectacular music. It's a lot of fun. It's a fun game.
And you can download it for free.
Mm-hmm. So,
the entire thing.
That's really fun. I'm going to play some more of that. So probably a lot of Xbox Live and then maybe some other PC shit this weekend. I don't know.
I am going to try and hit that pirate, whatever, booty, whatever.
Age of Booty.
Yeah. I got in there. I downloaded it. So it's sitting there waiting to be installed. I want to hit it up. It looks fun. I mean, you know.
If I can remember. Yeah. Jeremy, you're going to be playing Uncharted, right? You're going to play Uncharted Drake's Fortune?
I'll be playing...
That you've got here?
Uncharted. Mega Man 9.
Yeah.
And some Castle Crashers when everybody comes over Wednesday night. We do that local co-op.
Okay.
I forgot to mention I blew through Mega Man 1. Thursday night, real quick, just to like get back in the.
How many times did you die?
Like when you're doing something like that, you need the calisthenics.
Yeah,
like you got to do it.
Yeah, and one was my favorite. Most people favor two, but I was always a Mega Man 1 guy. So,
wow, Uncharted is actually a pretty good game.
That's a great game.
Well,
I hear it plays a lot like Mega Man.
I've had Metal Gear Solid 4 and Resistance sitting on top, but I couldn't bring myself to play them because I kept thinking, if this ever falls into my hands, if Uncharted falls in my hands, I don't care about either of those other
really
two
fun
games.
Game. It's really fun.
This is what I wanted to play on my PS3, so it's here. I'm going to play it.
Like,
it's a good call.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like fun shooting stuff, and some of it's real silly.
But I feel kind of bad because I wanted to play those other two games, but I was like, I can't do it until I've done this. So
there's some great guys in there. Like, I totally didn't even hate that chick. I totally didn't even hate her. She was actually kind of fun.
So yeah.
And you know what?
Didn't draw her like as the shallow and completely useless female.
So it's really after release and after the time goes by, it's really become the darling of the PS3.
Well, I mean, fucking really good.
It is great. God, they need to do another one.
They're fantastic characters.
Yeah,
I don't. Man, I never bring art into it. I don't even think it's. That almost seems like a stupid discussion to say that this game is so good that it's a perfect example of games as art. Like, that's all crap. It's just so good at telling the story that it tells. The people, the characters are really so very well done. Like, I still, to this day, cannot remember a time when I enjoyed the people that I spent time with in the game.
Yeah, no kidding. This is totally serious.
That's really where it excels above everything else. It's beautiful. The gameplay is well above average. The story, like, there's some things about it where it's like, okay, it's totally not moments. Possible because, like, that guy's been dead for, like, 400 years, but it's still juicy. You know, like, whatever. Like, stupid shit, but, like, the people, I mean, they're really good.
Gameplay, I want to
hang out with these guys in another game.
I do too. I could have done without the jet ski sequences.
They weren't that awesome.
They give me the ability to shoot on my jet ski, but I can't do both at the same time.
I have to stop,
aim, fire, move. You know,
great music, great presentation,
but like, everything else, oh god,
really, really, and really great use of like there was never any question like this is a Blu-ray disc, and I'm not talking about like video quality or anything like that. It felt like a collector's edition. The bog standard off the shelf version, the way that it presented itself in terms of the types of extras and the things that were contained on it, and the way that it presented all those extra things, it felt like the presentation you'd get in a CE. Like, it just felt that way. Like,
I hope we're not. Good. I hope we're not hyping
it up. We probably are.
He's gonna come back. You motherfuckers are full of shit.
Yeah. And it's just a lot of
game, come
a
PS3 on fire.
There's people who didn't necessarily feel that way about it in the first place, but like.
They're wrong.
I'm still. To this day, every time I look at the box, I think, like, that was a tremendously enjoyable experience.
I feel bad about giving it to him because I'm like, I want to go home and play on Sorry.
I pop it in every now and then, like, and just move through it a little bit more because I'm like, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, now that they've added trophies, I kind of want to go back through the entire thing and get some stuff.
Yeah, you ain't gonna do it, dude.
I started, but...
I refer you to the beginning of the hour when we...
Yeah, I know. When we went over that list, and you were just like, every day, here's more shit. So...
You know, yeah. Maybe sometime in 2009.
Dana, you're going to be playing Viva Pinata, aren't you?
Woo! She's going to crash some castles, too. That's what she's going to do.
Yeah, I've been crashing some castles.
She came in the door last night, like, shedding bags, and, like, running straight for the Xbox room. Because, like, yeah, I was in the back, and she was like... You're not on the Xbox, are you? Because I don't kick you off or anything when I go into the... You're not on the... Okay, good.
Because I don't want to... Not because I wanted to see if I could play. Because I don't want to kick you off. Like, I'm going to, because I have to.
I don't want to buy Viva Pinata 2 for Becky until you guys get your 360 repaired and I get my spare one back for obvious reasons.
I know, you guys need a wedding present.
Do you guys play Castle Crashers, like, local co-op?
Well, all right, here's the thing. We've only got one controller. And honestly, do you think like two controllers could survive along with the Xbox?
Controllers can survive.
The reason that one controller
if you
survives
wanted to,
is because it is the last one.
I haven't even had that problem. Dude, I totally didn't even like punch anything when I was playing Unleashed. I'm just saying, like,
wow.
No, we haven't done that. We've never even actually played anything local co-op on the 360.
It stems.
I don't know if I don't want to play anything local co-op with you, James.
Well,
if you can reach me, I'm not sure if I want to be playing a game with you.
There were times when we both played MMOs sitting in the same room, and
yes,
that was very telling, Scott.
There were times.
Well, because I was on the chat channel with them.
Now there aren't times.
Now there aren't times. It's very difficult for James to watch me play games because he does this a lot.
Yeah.
And then
the most
of course,
common thing was when we played WoW together, and I'd be like, "You really just need to organize your bags."
Oh, she's got your bag organizer. You're one of those.
She's got like gray shit she picked up off of a wolf 30
it's
levels
like
ago.
Buried in all this other stuff she don't even know.
Yeah. She had this whole empire going where she would sell light feathers and
Of course, light feathers
and like
empire.
Flasks of oil.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you could sell more if you would get rid of that shit in your bag. And it like didn't work out well because I'm like I'm very OCD about that. And it's like that's totally my thing, but like it really upset me. And it was like
You're the Adrian Monk of video game inventory.
One thing I want to
interject. I found this feature in Warhammer. You can prioritize your bags. Like weapons will want to go to this bag.
Yeah, you have to fucking use add-ons to get that shit to work right in. It's pain in the ass. Bag mods have never been what they should.
Oh, it's genius. I've got all my
and it's bad. Like
bags.
It's mostly my fault because she'll be like, she will do a thing and she'll go about doing like something in the world happily is like. Can be and like forever and then eventually one day express frustration with a certain thing and I'm like, oh, you've been doing it wrong, like you missed a thing.
You say that like, as if it's only after I express frustration that you've
No. I'm just saying this is where it starts so that like and I'm like, holy shit, like you have a cannon on the thing like in Mass Effect.
Yeah,
actually, you have a cannon.
You got a cannon.
I figured that out without you. Thank you.
No, it's just that it's that kind of thing.
That kind of that level of enlightenment.
So then I decide like I need to help you more, and like you
and
don't
then
like
you
that.
Kill all my guys in Overlord.
I did kill all your guys.
Yeah.
Go into the water.
That's not my fault. I told them to walk over that fucking log, and they went right in the water. So fuck
but
them.
I named that one. No.
I was like, they won't go on the log. I can't get them to not drown. And he was like, give me that. It's easy. I'll show you. And then, oh my god.
Living.
And you didn't have any more minions because you refused to kill sheep.
Even better. Yeah. Even better. I didn't want to kill sheep. So those were all the guys I had that he just killed.
I was like, oh, you should go get more guys. No,
can't
work that way.
Can't.
No, it's just, it doesn't necessarily work out because we have completely different philosophies of like how to play
stuff.
Well,
you got to start organizing your bags. Like,
Fuck you.
I'm with you. Dude.
I don't have to organize shit.
I'm with you on that. Like, the desk may be overloaded in paper and random shit, but you turn to that computer and you look at my bags, shit's organized. Colors are organized. Yeah.
Sam, what are you going to be playing? We'll move on. Sam, what are you going to be playing?
I don't have time to play games.
Job,
she's got way too many. She's got way too many hospital TV shows to watch.
There's only three.
All right. That's a really Grey's Anatomy's coming back.
There's a fake, there's a fake hospital on my TV.
There's like, only, from the there's minute only she gets... one. Grey's Anatomy, House, and Scrubs. It's only three.
Wow.
That's thank too you. Too many, my friend.
She, and like, there's, yeah, between the three of them, there's always one on.
That's because always. House does marathons all the time.
Always. There's a fake hospital on my TV constantly.
Yeah, that's...
I'm just gonna,
there's definitely no Xbox on your TV.
I'm just going to put a freaking closed-circuit camera in the hospital down the street and just pipe it into our house.
You were last on one 25 days ago.
That's true. That's true. I was thinking about that, I was thinking about that today.
Yeah, I had disconnected my Xbox from my router, and I didn't realize it. So I was like, why can't Crassle Crashers, why can't I, why won't I do anything? And won't let me get on live. And then
well,
I realized the other day.
Fix it. We're going to do Duke.
Yes.
I'm plugging it back in. So
there you go. What am I playing this weekend? Duke and Pure and... because it's rental.
All right, Dennis, say what you got to say. We're running long, man.
No, we already talked to him.
Did we already talked to
you?
Got mine.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll start with you.
We're already done.
All right, we're running long. We need to get the fuck out
turn
of
that
here.
Shit off.
We'll see you on Thursday.
Is there anything relevant? Like.